Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline to do just that right now. He's on the Seahawks beat for The Athletic. It's a pleasure to welcome in Michael Sean Dugar. Michael, how are you this afternoon, man?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Relaxing for the big game tomorrow.
Are they looking at this as a must win out there in Seattle, given their record and their place in the playoff picture?
Oh, yeah. It's been must win time since about week two. Well, if you think about it, the thing about Seattle is, and I imagine a lot of teams are like this, that the outside expectations, whether it's from media or fans or whatever, they hardly ever match what's actually going on in the locker room, right? So you see Michael Bennett leave, Richard Sherman leave, Earl wasn't at work at the time. Oh, yeah, he was in week two, but Cam not here. No one in the locker room then goes, oh, well, we suck now, right? They all think we're going to still win a championship or we can win our division. So when they start 0-2, they're thinking, well, okay. Well, now we need to win. Everything's a must win now because we want to go to the playoffs. Right? So it's always been like that all year, irregardless of what people on the outside have thought. So, yeah, guys like Bobby Wagner, Doug Baldwin, Russell Wilson, even some of the offensive linemen, Dwayne Brown, they ain't here for no rebuild, right? They're not getting any younger. So they're trying to win now, and it's always been that way for guys like that.
Michael, I want to get to the running game because it seems like it's okay. Now, you know about Penny, Carson, and Davis kind of, but Carson's been pretty banged up, but Davis is a pretty good running back too. Tell me a little bit about their running game because that seemed to, I think a lot of people are sleeping on the running game that they have up there.
Well, they'll be woken up here pretty soon. I mean, no one runs it more in the NFL, I don't think, than the Seahawks, right? And they do it with some success. They've had three different guys. You named them all. They all went for 100, right? Like, that's something that I don't think anyone in the league has done that. They've had, guys go for 100 a bunch of times, your Zekes, your maybe Kamaras and guys like that. But the Seahawks basically can put – me, they can put you back there. They can.
I don't know about me.
Go for 100. Well, you never know. They got some big old linemen out there. But they have a good run game. And really, what you mentioned the running backs, but what their numbers are illustrative of is the importance of the offensive line, not just on their own team, but everywhere across the league. Run success is about your O-line more than it is about the guy carrying the ball. This is not to say the guy carrying the ball is relevant or he can't be absent of talent, but the five guys there and what they do is what's important. And that's why even without DJ Fluker and without Chris Carson, their rookie who had never gone for like more than 40 yards or whatever, boom, has a 100-yard night. Their O-line is playing really, really well.
Yeah, I want to get into the emotional loss against the Rams. I thought the Seahawks played well in certain spots, but it still come down to the quarterback. Russell Wilson, to me, is one of the most perfect human beings I've seen off the field and on the field. He's just a great guy. But his weapons, not having Doug Baldwin for most of the year, but he's developed other guys. Now, Lockett was the guy for a while, and then they got a couple more guys that they can get the ball to. And I think for the most part, they want to be able to get the ball off of this riding side option plays and things of that nature. But Russell doesn't put up these great numbers, but the guy's been a very good quarterback.
Russell's probably still one of the better quarterbacks in the league, right? It's really hard to argue that. He's unbelievably good against play action. His improvisation is probably only person better at that is Aaron Rodgers. Like, he's one of the best. And even though he's not hucking it as often as he maybe has in the past couple of years when they couldn't run the ball, his efficiency is still there. The problem with this team is, and you look at them lose to the Rams, it's a perfect example, is they almost ran for 300 yards, right? And it's a loss. I mean, that's because in this league, if you want to score points, throw the ball, right? Like, that's what you got to do. And you can't wait until the fourth quarter to do it. You can't become the air raid offense, with like all these college teams are running. You can't just become that in the fourth quarter, right? Because what's going to happen is you're going to be ill-prepared and you're going to make mistakes. And you look at the Seahawks when they're making these fourth quarter rallies and all of their losses, to be honest, what happens? Something bad, right? Whether it's a penalty, whether it's a, you know, Russ has thrown 2 fourth-quarter pick sixes. You know, we got strip. Dwayne Brown was beat for a strip sack in L.A. So that's the talent is not the problem on this team. They have a bunch of dudes who can be mismatch problems. We've seen it, whether it's receivers or running backs. The problem is turning into relying on them, you know, mostly in the fourth quarter, like, oh, dang, we're down 10. We should throw now. It doesn't really work like that in this league.
So they can run the football pretty good, but they're struggling to stop the run at the same point. So for those Packer fans that watch Aaron Jones do what he did against the Dolphins, I think there's hope that maybe he can do something similar against the Seahawks. What's your stance on the Seahawks run defense?
It's been up and down, really, and I think the what happened in Detroit should caution us against teams who have played the Dolphins prior to playing the Seahawks, because I think what we learned from what Kerryon Johnson and Detroit did to the Dolphins, and then what Kerryon was then unable to do against the Seahawks, you can kind of see that, oh, the Dolphins are just really, really bad. This is not to take anything away necessarily from Aaron and Kerryon or any other running back in the league for that matter. But I don't think this, put it this way, the Seahawks ain't the Dolphins, right? You're not just going to just run all over them like teams have been able to do against Miami. Now, with KJ Wright unable to play, which I think he probably won't, you know, that's not official, but when you don't practice all week and you're doubtful with a knee injury, typically you don't play. And if you do, you're not going to be very effective. So I think the run defense can be good. I think it's looked like a defense that has some guys filling in or just new guys. You know, when you talk to guys about run defense, like, oh, we got to be gap sound. You know, we got to fit our gaps and all that. Can't make mistakes. Part of that also, you got to tackle. Melvin Gordon broke a lot of tackles. Todd Gurley breaks tackles. Everyone on the Rams breaks tackles, to be honest. Their mascot probably breaks tackles. But the tackling has been an issue. And if that is not where it needs to be on Thursday, then, yeah, Aaron Jones will do what he did to Miami against Seattle. I don't think that will happen. For the most part, Seattle is a pretty sound tackling team.
From the Legion of Boom to whatever the nickname is of this group, if they have one, what kind of success do you think the Packers wide receivers can have against this group?
The only team to really have Seattle's number in terms of, like, airing it out has really been the Rams, right? Because what the Rams are doing and what the Chiefs are doing is they've cracked the code, right? They've figured it. They've figured out the system on how to just air it out on everyone. But other than that, Seattle secondary has been good. They don't have, like, an official name yet. I'm still fielding suggestions, so I just haven't got anything worthwhile. I don't like baby boomers. That one's a weird one.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it is, because it's the description of a generation that those guys don't fit in, and
right.
they're not infants. So
good call.
You know, it just doesn't really fit. I think, like, Bradley McDougal, their strong safety, pretty sure he's like 28. You know, he's not even like a young up and coming dude. He's been in the league for a while. So, but they are a talented group. You know, they shut out Phillip Rivers in the second half. Matt Stafford and those guys, as talented as those receivers are, they were useless after like two quarters. Trying to think. Obviously, they've been torched by the Rams twice, but, you know, the Raiders couldn't do anything because Raiders are really bad. You know, Josh Rosen couldn't do anything. I think Mitch Trubisky threw two touchdowns. I think one of them was like a little shovel to Trey Burton or something like that. So their secondary holds up well against anyone that's not Jared Goff and the Rams. So even though Aaron Rodgers is super talented, the best quarterback I think I've ever seen, with receivers who are talented, I just think the secondary actually has the advantage, even though there are a bunch of people that fans in Green Bay probably can't name. They're still really, really talented.
You got a prediction for this one?
I do. I'm really bad at predictions. Can I just throw that out there first?
We all are. Don't worry.
I like to own that I'm bad, though. It's like I subscribe to the notion that he who knows he knows nothing knows everything.
There you go. Like, I like that.
I know, right? It sounds super cool. I don't know. I can't predict what's going to happen. If I could, I would just honestly, just ride it, or I would move to Vegas.
Right.
You know, one of the two. But I think the Seahawks win the game very close because it's Seattle. All the games are close here, it feels like. I think 24-20 sounds about right. I'm on the side of picking a low-scoring game if Seattle's going to win. A shootout probably doesn't work in their favor just because of what I mentioned. They don't want to just come out here and just sling it all over the field. They want to play, you know, mid-2000s football where you run it a bunch, play action a bunch, win the time of possession, which is a meaningless stat, but win it nonetheless. And then, you know, milk the clock in the fourth quarter when you're up. So to play that way, I don't think they can give up a bunch of points. So, yeah, I think the Seahawks win a close one.
Well, Michael, you made Packers fans very happy by saying you're bad at making predictions and then predicting that the Seahawks would win. So we appreciate your time and your cheering up Packers fans. That's Michael Sean Dugar. You can read his work at theathletic.com on the Seahawks beat.
Sean,
Michael, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take
Anytime.
Care.
He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.